closing the
Satnam, everybody, and we are August 20th, 2013, 8 months, 20. This is Kieran and crew, ground crew, Shakti Activation ground crew, reporting in for duty. We have our weekly assignments and frequencies that this team anchors in for the ascension, the raising the consciousness into the vibration of love for all humanity. And those that listen to this call later, you can also receive the new frequencies that are being sent through. They're being put into the fields, and you can, as you meditate on them and on the call, you can add to that field. So anytime you listen to this, it's appropriate, but we're given certain times and certain assignments, because spirit needs conscious people, so to speak, awake people, aware people, worker bees, worker queen bees, worker king bees, in the physical. We have, so for the earth to ascend and move into the 1,000 years of peace and the place of peace and compassion on the earth, there needs to be people that are embodied to hold the higher frequencies. It's not going to happen without us. So we are important, you are important, and we're being thanked by spirit for hanging in there through all the chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. It's a very chaotic time as we break up the false structures that hold humanity in enslavement and move into the field and the truth of oneness and creativity, where we're all co-creating with the divine. And the theme this week for the call is hologram, the holographic universe. The definition in the dictionary, I looked it up today on the internet, of a hologram is a negative, doesn't mean negative mind, it's like when you take a picture. A negative produced by exposing a high resolution photographic plate without camera or lens near a subject illuminated by monochromatic coherent radiation as from a laser. When it is placed in a beam of coherent light, a true three-dimensional image of the subject is formed. It's like, oh my gosh, that is a very rich definition, which we'll look at a little bit more completely. So that has enough just to make your brain swirl, don't you think?
Mm.
The brain. Yeah, go ahead, Arid. Go ahead.
I said it's very defined what you said. It's exact.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a negative also mean opposite in some ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It means to me also, also to me it means reflection. And so if we if we're, as my favorite psychologist used to say, we're just chips off the old hologram. So if the universe is a hologram and creator is a holographic being, then we're reflections or a negative of the light. So really, to me, it means that all of 3D is basically shadow land. And don't you think? I mean, we've isolated, like, okay, that's your shadow, which just means things that we haven't brought into the light. Mm-hmm. But if everything really, to me, is a reflection, everything in 3D is a reflection of pure light. If we were just in pure light, we wouldn't be here. We have to be a reflection, or we have to be a negative, right? Don't you think?
Right.
Yeah.
Illusion.
Yeah, yeah. This isn't, this form is not our true self, right?
Right.
I think this is, isn't this kind of like mind expanding just to think about
it?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. I kind of all of our minds going, go ahead, Tishy.
Is this like more powerful at this point, though, as far as?
Yes.
The reason I'm asking, because I noticed that a lot of my intentions this past week have had the opposite effect. It's been like a reverse of my intentions in that, to the point where I actually had to stop and start really looking at, well, what is it you're thinking? How is it? Are you thinking it in a weird way? Is the intention not being expressed the way you want it? Because it was actually coming back in an opposite way. And I was wondering about it. So what energies are going on here?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that's what's happening. What, you know, I'm being shown, and I think what you're saying talks about this, is this blue moon, this Aquarius Leo, we're in Leo, so we have an Aquarian full moon right now. What I'm seeing is that it's almost like traveling backwards. So it's pushing, it's kind of like that the direction has been reversed, or so the ascension direction is almost like back into the heart of the divine. So that's what I'm seeing, it's almost like pulling us backwards. So I do think that opposites are showing up. I think that's the effect of this moon, this full moon. That's what I see, you know, energetically or psychically. It's like almost like sucking us into this vortex. And the theme of the holographic universe and what it's being a hologram is this the reunion or uniting, the theme that they want us to work with within the hologram that we're working with, is uniting our heart centers of our beings with the heart center of the Creator. That's the geometric configuration that they gave us to work with. So stick that in our heart centers and breathe on it, you know?
What is the configuration?
The configuration is the double star. The double star,
Merkaba?
Yeah, the Merkaba that we talked about on July 29th.
Star of David.
Yeah,
the Star of David. So it goes from the Star of David to the tetrahedron to the Merkaba. In other words, each one is more, the more we raise the frequency or the consciousness, the more we move into our own hearts and embody those qualities of compassion and kindness and caring and co-creation. The characteristics of the heart chakra, you can think of the C words, if you want to think about the, mm-hmm. you know, the frequencies. Mm-hmm. So as we move more into the oneness, the vibration of oneness with compassion for everything, compassion for our own suffering as well as the suffering of, you know, humanity, that expands the compassion. And it's the compassion that actually is the polarity to end the suffering. So what we really are being asked to do this week is, as we open up the Merkaba and spin at these higher frequencies of compassion, what I'm getting is they're calling it higher compassion because, you know, again, our languaging in consciousness is somewhat limited since we don't speak Sanskrit, right? So what they're saying is that when we open up these frequencies of higher compassion in the, what they're saying is, in the chambers of our heart being, that we connect in with the sacred geometry of the chamber of the heart being of the Creator that created this hologram and wants us, the Creator wants to reunite with us, our heart, the chamber of the codes of our heart being. Inside the chamber are the codes, which is this star pattern that we were given July 29th. So once we can correlate the codes or synchronize up the codes in the holographic field, and then we can start spinning with the depth of that compassion, then that spins into the field and builds this field, because part of the ascension field has so much compassion that suffering basically starts like getting absorbed by it. So there's always going to be polarity, like there's always going to be, you know, night and day and man and woman, because as we know that we need polarity for creation. There's going to be intense feelings, maybe intense feelings of joy, maybe intense feelings of sorrow. But once we experience that from oneness or the neutral mind, so to speak, beyond time and space, it's almost like we move into the consciousness of our true higher selves, and it's almost as if we are witnessing the hologram of the beings that we are in this denser field, so that these experiences can be felt more deeply, so we can learn how to work with these configurations and spin them and create them to vibrate at these higher frequencies, which we know all that, but that's what they're wanting us to work more into. I don't know if that answered the question.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
Yes.
Okay. So let's look a little bit. The definition of hologram, a negative produced by exposing a high-resolution photographic plate. I wonder what the high-resolution photographic plate could be. High-resolution photographic plate. Do you think that could be the...
resolution, like more defined sharpness?
Yeah. I think the high... And it's without a camera or lens, near a subject illuminated. So to me, the high-resolution photographic plate is the divine blueprint that we're trying to synchronize and line up with. So I think that's the heart chakra of the divine. High-resolution photographic plate. Without a camera or lens, near, and I think this is us, near. How near can we be, right? How wide
yes.
can we be? How much light, how much compassion can we hold before, you know, near a subject? We're the willing subjects. Sometimes not so willing, but we try to be willing. Near a subject illuminated by monochromatic coherent radiation as from a laser when it is placed in a beam. Now this is the creator again. When we are placed in a beam of coherent light. Don't you think that's creator, a coherent light?
It's what else can it be?
Yeah.
Well,
and here's the last part. A true, placed in a beam of coherent light, a true, and this is what they were asking us to work on this week, a true three-dimensional image of the subject is formed. So
wow.
The true three-dimensional image. So that's what I felt that they're asking us to become, to hold the frequency of what a true image of having our hearts linked with the heart chakra of the Creator, which is, we've been talking about how our sun lining up with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, the central sun, and we're in Leo, which is ruled by the heart, with this blue Aquarian moon, and Aquarian is all about community, communion, oneness. So we're communing at this moment on this call with lining up with the heart, the true illumined heart chakra of this holographic dimension, that the true life is being sent through us, that which actually sustains life, that which actually has given birth to Gaia herself.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful moment. Let's all breathe to that, because right now I'm just feeling I'm feeling what Yogi Bhajan called the blue pearl. And I'm feeling like in my third eye and with everybody here that we're spinning right now in that multidimensional Merkaba blue pearl frequency. We're like weaving it in with waves, like waves of light pulsing. Beautiful. So as we feel the holographic universe and we feel the heart of the mother, which beats with the heart of the divine, which is the heart of the divine, we feel the heartbeat. It's also a wave-like energy. So the wave comes in with the breath. We breathe in, and then we breathe out as if we're rocking a baby. That's the image I'm being shown right now. So Yogi Bhajan is just asking us to breathe in and breathe out in like a wave-like motion as if we're rocking a baby, because he's saying that we're literally like rocking, we're birthing this frequency into being, like we're birthing a baby right now. We're birthing the union that we can actually unite with the heart chakra of the divine. We can geometrically configure with that. We can, what does our definition say? When we are placed in a beam of coherent light. So right now we're placing ourselves right in the beam with this full moon energy, this blue moon energy. We're placing ourselves, that's available to us, the beam of coherent light in a true, now that what will be created is a true three-dimensional image of the subject is formed. The true three-dimensional image. Beautiful. Oh, nice. We are high resolution. Beautiful. Nice. So let's see. So just keep breathing this rocking motion and go into it as we're talking. Okay, yeah, that's it. So Yogi Bhajan is saying, it's a new breath. I gave you lots of meditations and lots of breaths, but this is the rocking breath. The rocking horse breath, very rhythmic but wave-like. So he can say we can feel as if we're being rocked by the mother, and it's soothing. And he's saying that moving between dimensions, rather than people thinking like this, like, you know, it's going to be something drastic, it's really more gentle. So that as we can feel more of that rocking motion, it helps us be more relaxed, and as we're more relaxed, then we can glide into these new frequencies and merge with them. Because these pulling in these new frequencies are more about a merger. That's a funny word. It's like a corporate merger. A merger with the Creator Corporation. Hey, that'll be the name of our foundation, the Creator Corporation, the Creator Foundation. That it's more of a merger. Okay, good. All right. He's saying we're all quick learners. So let's see what else. Okay. So these frequencies are being beamed, and we're receiving them. And the more we receive them, the more we get the lineup. But that's part of the universe being alive. That the universe is calibrating and responding and molding itself, because the etheric field is fluid. It's like being in a fluid, like water. So as we swim through it, it molds itself to us. And the more that we accept this lineup of the pure image, and the more we reflect that pure image, the more the places where we're not coherent or in integrity, or even the world around us, shows up. So this field, the field of ethers, is like watery light. So it's always with each breath, it's coming into everybody. And so what's going to come up is either their projections or their projections of their unhealed self or their unhealed trauma for them to either work with or to basically move into the lower frequencies of blame and judgment and all those kinds of things that we're moving beyond. So now we can, as projections come up, we can just notice, oh, what am I projecting? Am I just noticing suffering and in the field of compassion for that suffering, or am I blaming my suffering on someone or something else, or am I feeling that if this person would have been different, then whatever. It's this period where everybody just making it through 3D in physical form, we all have different traumas, wounds, and scars, but we can get to that place of pure light within us where we're holding so much compassion even for the suffering of this specific holographic form that we're in right now, that our compassion, this pure love, is bigger than the unhealed shadow, so to speak, or the scar that comes up. So that's made the perspective, our perspective is different, and that's what I was talking about. It's almost as if we're in these forms, but we're not in these forms. So that's what I think they always talk about, it being on, you know, on the earth, but not of the earth. That kind of thinking. Okay, so I wanted to, just as a point of reference, just talk a little bit more about what the astrology is. So, okay, we have the Leo Sun with the Aquarius Moon. So that's what we're talking about. I'm just looking at my notes here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the heart union. So the way this was shown to me and described to me was like as heart beings or being in the heart or human being. So we're moving into being a heart being. So the center of gravity, so to speak, is really in our heart, and that expands out solar plexus. And I've also been working with solar plexus, navel center, heart issues this week a lot. So having compassion, allowing that to expand. We are heart beings. We're being in the heart. That's our true nature. So again, Leo, ruled by the heart. The Aquarian Moon, oneness. So coming into oneness with our true nature, our true being, our true union with our divine self. And we have Saturn conjoining with the north node of the moon between now and September. So what does that mean? Saturn, again, is the earth, getting grounded, getting into the body so that we actually embody this heart energy. And the moon, again, you know, it's the mother, the flowing, the goddess. So the goddess wants to flow in the body. So I certainly have felt really intense emotions this week. But if anybody else has been feeling that or seen people around you, and I think you mentioned that, Arete, that people were calling you, right, with problems.
Issues from 30 years ago.
Issues from 30 years ago. Right. That's another thing that David Wilcox talked about. He was saying that in the holographic universe there's cycles, and he was talking about different wars and different cycles, like a 539-year cycle. There's very specific cycles that he was talking about, and that in the hologram they just keep circling around till humanity gets that lesson. It'll come back again. So right now, you know, we're talking about going into this whole new cycle. So whatever issues didn't get solved, whether it's 30 years ago or, you know, 2,000 years ago, they're cycling back. So that's the Saturn, the north node of the moon. So the north is where you're going. Right, Linda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Saturn and Scorpio. So we have Saturn and Scorpio. Of course, Scorpio becomes the phoenix, but at first it crawls on the ground like the scorpion. And it will sting things that basically need to die. So this week, whatever those patterns are that need to be dying, die so we can be reborn into the phoenix. We've had Saturn and Scorpio. So we also have Jupiter squaring Uranus. And so Uranus is the planet of revolution. It's the planet of the 60s. New world, we're all evolutionary revolutionaries. So we have Jupiter squaring Uranus, which means something's got to move in the old belief systems, in the old way of doing things. It's really time to break free of old patterns, old structures. And it's really this, we're moving into 2013, the end of separation, the end of the illusion of separation into inclusion. So we're moving from exclusion to inclusion. So as an example, when, say, a couple breaks up or whatever, instead of moving in the new paradigm, you could still send that person love or be loving with them or having compassion for them rather than, okay, I'm cutting my heart off from you, you made me suffer, I'm never going to speak to you again, all that kinds of things. So that's one possibility that can be very difficult to do with these new frequencies. It doesn't mean you have to be in the same relationship or configuration with them, but again, if we can step back with compassion and have compassion for our suffering as well as for their suffering, we can still have a feeling of inclusion for everything around us, which allows us to open up our heart more so we can feel more joy in our hearts. So when we connect our heart being with the heart being of the Creator, we make more room. We make room for joy. So we don't want to exclude. We can, again, we can change and change our relationship and change our configuration, but we want to move away from that, you know, make wrong sort of mentality, because that just limits our own joy. And we can choose what we want to experience and who we want to co-create with. We're not stuck with people that don't want to move into these higher frequencies, but we don't need to put them out of our hearts. So that's a kind of a new paradigm for this planet. And it's that kind of frequency that takes us to the status, takes us to mastery or, you know, saint status. And I used to always be kind of worried about that word saint when Yogi Bhajan used to say, you have to become saints. And I'm like, what do you mean? That's very lofty. I'm just this humble little, you know, donkey in the manger eating hay or something. But he said saint just means to serve. So once we can expand our heart capacity, then we have more ability to serve, basically carrying, so to speak, the suffering of the masses, right? People that haven't been able to break out of their patterns. And so the more we're able to do that, as not by our own separate selves, but out of union again with the heart being of the Creator, it elevates us to that status. So it makes more room. So we're being fed by the heart being of the Creator. And that's one thing that I was experiencing in one of my meditations this week. I felt that I went back to the heart of a place where I come from, which I've visited at different times in my meditation, but it's this place where all this love is being created, and I experience it like this kind of beehive of love, and it's a place where I actually get to go feed and get filled with light and then pull it through. And that's what I was feeling when I was talking earlier about I was pulling so much high frequency light through, that I experienced these angelic beings coming through. And so it's important to feel that we as worker bees, we as the kings and queens, we holding these frequencies are connected with the heart being of the Creator in a way that we get fed the divine pure love, so that we don't feel alone and depleted and all those other wonderful things that aren't quite as much fun as we'd like sometimes. So, okay, so breathe that rocking breath. And any comments or questions before we move into our chat? Okay, let's see. Keep breathing. I'm just calling. I'm just going to my iPod. Okay, so we're going to, this is about energizing the field. So the chant we're doing today is the chant for that, which is the Pavan chant.